Blog Talk Radio.
You're doing now, what would you do if you had an opportunity to do whatever you want to do? Can you do what you like to do? And that is the question. It's time to shape up and win, and we welcome you to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. You know, I absolutely love Mondays. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe that God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. Take advantage of our on-demand library. We encourage you to do so. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared faithfully each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. In our last two installments, and I'm bringing this to your awareness because Coach Adams is preparing for a private mastermind roundtable on the 15 invaluable laws of growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And so over the past few weeks, we've been giving you a little sample taste, a little appetizer of a few of the laws so you would get a sense of, if I said yes to private mastermind journey, what exactly does that look like? What am I going to get during this time? It is an 8-week in-depth study on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And one of the things that I want you to know, that there is such power in the collective intelligence of a mastermind roundtable. Transformation happens. It helps you to dig in deeply, and you get the richness of the coaching empowerment along with the individuals that are participating, like-minded individuals who are committed to growing to another level with your very own resident empowerment coach and my coaching empowerment on the subject of the 15 invaluable laws of growth with you during that time as a part of the mastermind. I said all of that to set up and to share with you that in the past 2 weeks, we dealt with a couple of the laws. We pulled some pages out of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And on June 29th, because we're talking about our on-demand library, and I encourage you, if you've missed it, you definitely want to go back and get a sense of this dealing with pain. We spoke about the law of pain. And when I tell you, it was really rich and insightful, and I encourage you, if you missed it, visit our on-demand library. On June 22nd, we spoke about time to stretch, the law of the rubber band. And, you know, I'm very biased, but I want you to know that, again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly empowering, but you're saying that as well. It's not just me. That's your feedback. And so if you've missed any of the two, you want to go back. In addition to that, starting out, you know, during this season of the coronavirus and the crisis we dealt with, navigating through crisis, you know, there's so much richness that we covered around that series and went into another series on leading through crisis. So know that there's a host of resources available in our on-demand library, and we encourage you to, without question, go back and connect with those topics that, of course, support you. So please allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going today in our broadcast. I will be sharing with you around today's topic for about 40 minutes into our broadcast. And I want you to know that we'll then open up the lines for your audience participation. And we so welcome your questions and your comments at the appropriate time. This always lends to a rich, interactive environment that we really love and I so appreciate. So, again, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Jot your questions down as they come up. You know, I often use the illustration that you wouldn't walk into a bank and need to make a withdrawal and not go to the teller. You have to activate on what that desire is. So know that you've chimed in today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You've made the investment of this hour of empowerment, and your resident empowerment coach is here for you. So I want you to know that when we open the line, that's your opportunity to chime right on in. I am so excited about today's installment of Motivational Mondays because we're in our Shape Up series. And as you often hear me say, I love Mondays. And I had someone ask me, well, Coach Adams, you say that frequently. I love Mondays. And I really do. And I was sharing with this individual intimately and letting them know that I love Mondays because it's an opportunity for me to walk and operate in my gift and purpose and calling and where I'm passionate, and to give and add value into the lives of others. And so when I say I love Mondays, that is so genuine and authentic for me, because nothing brings me greater joy than to be able to be used to support you on your journey. that you would have more tools in your toolbox, that you would feel empowered, that, okay, I didn't know where to go, but now I know what I can do, what's my next step. I'm feeling more equipped. I'm feeling motivated and inspired and empowered around my vision, the achievement of my goals, and ultimately living out my dreams. Bottom line, you're working it so that you can win, and that brings me great joy. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up. We're in our Shape Up series, and we're talking about the power of awareness. The power of awareness. Before we jump in, though, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you, in the broadcast with you. You know, I want to encourage you, allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send someone an instant messenger. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send a fax, email, whatever you need to do. Bottom line, a text. How about that? The bottom line is, you know what I'm efforting to say here, and that is that we want you to encourage someone and invite them to join you for today's broadcast. I don't know, maybe you need to send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, whatever that looks like. And I want you to know that on behalf of the Motivational Mondays team and Inspired Media for you all under the umbrella of Win International, we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Do you have your pens and notepads and tablets and laptops and all of that, your smartphone with your notes? Do you have that handy? Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up. And in our Shape Up series, as I mentioned, we're looking at the power of awareness. Based on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and law number 2, the law of awareness. But this is the key. You must know yourself to grow yourself. I often think about when I say you must know yourself to grow yourself, I often think about Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. And the law of awareness and the power of awareness is truly a law that I really love and appreciate. I'm often sharing in my private coaching practice, along with in my masterminds, that or wherever I'm speaking, that individuals must understand it's so important to have this awareness, to be aware of who you are. Know who you are at your core. What is it that you are passionate about? What is your purpose? What have you been placed on the planet to do? This is what's so interesting, and many of you, hold on to your seat. You may be shocked by this, some of you, and some of you maybe not so much. Did you know that, and this is based on a Gallup poll, 85% of people don't like what they do. 85% of people are going to jobs and doing what they don't like to do. And in this season of COVID-19 and millions on unemployment, what a great opportunity for those individuals that fell within that 85% of people that don't like what they do. What a great opportunity for you to take advantage and figure out, what is it that I like to do? And I have some questions for you, and I want you to really and truly process around the questions that I'll be sharing with you. But before I share the questions with you, and so I'm giving you a heads up, get your pens and all of that if you don't already have it, because these are some things that you really want to process so that you can become more aware about you ultimately. I love this quote by poet James Russell Lowell. No one can produce great things who is not thoroughly sincere in dealing with himself. Everything starts with us dealing with ourselves, and I suddenly hear Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, or the woman in the mirror, and the question is, when you look in the mirror and you see yourself, do you know who are you? Who are you? This is the question that truly is going to ring tonight. Who are you? Because to grow yourself, you must know yourself. You must know you intimately. No one else should know you better than you. You have to know you. Know your strengths. What is it that you're the strongest in? What are those areas of your strengths that you are strong? Not only should we know our strengths, but we should know and not be afraid of our weaknesses, those areas where you have weak spots. One of the things that I often share about weaknesses, these are great opportunities for growth. I was speaking to a beautiful individual today, expected conversation that was so refreshing, and we were talking about the fact that this individual was in a previous mastermind or winner's circle that I offered after my branded Shape Up Win Shop. And she was sharing with me, she said, you know, you gave me the recommendation of the book Boundaries. And I remembered that, and I give that recommendation often if one is struggling with their boundaries. But the one thing that we were talking about is that that is considered a weakness, a weak spot. But what I shared and what I often share is that's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for you to grow, because a part of the wisdom that I've grown to understand from my mentors, and many of you know that are regular listeners and you're in my network and familiar with Coach Adams, you know that I serve as the Global Master Trainer for Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap. And I share that, making that reference, because my mentor is one of the greatest life lessons that I have learned from them, and there's been so many nuggets of richness, but this is just one area that connects with what we're talking about today, is this area of weakness, that we must not be afraid of identifying those areas of weaknesses. Why, and this is the nugget key of why I brought up my mentors, is that we're only as strong as our weakest link. And my mentors give an illustration of, if you had a metal link, envision this with me, you have this chain of metal links. And in the middle of that chain of metal links, you have a paper link. Envision this, you have a paper link. And so now you have two people on opposite sides, work with me, get the visual, that are trying to do a tug of war. How strong is that link? I know you see it. It's only as strong as the paper link, which, of course, is what are we talking about? The weakest link. And so it's so important that we be aware of our weaknesses. You know, I often reference the ostrich. So many times, many of us, life becomes overwhelming. Guess what? We put our head in the sand like the ostrich, and I reference this often. This is the same for our areas of weaknesses. We don't want to look at those areas, those weak spots. We want to be the ostrich and put our head in the sand and act as though they don't exist. But this is the thing. When you think about an ostrich putting its head in the sand, guess what? The rest of its body is exposed, and it's still vulnerable. And so get your head out of the sand. Don't be the ostrich. Face those areas of weaknesses. Because to grow yourself, you must intimately know yourself. And you can't be afraid of what's revealed. When I have areas of weakness that rise up, I think about it as, wow, what a great opportunity for me to grow and become better. Why? Because we're only as strong as our paper link. So we have to focus in on those areas of weaknesses and grow forward. In addition to grow yourself, you must know yourself. We spoke about you must know your strengths. You must know your weaknesses. You must know your interests. What are you interested in? Do you even know what interests you? Do you even know what tickles your fancy? Know your interests. Know your opportunities. Know what are the opportunities before you. Again, get your head out of the sand. Trust me, I know it's been a difficult time. I get it. But how long are we going to stay there? This is the thing. When I think about a great coach, being a basketball coach or what have you, I'm just going to deal with basketball. The basketball coach will call a timeout. And that timeout is so that, if need be, the team can pivot. They're not changing their overall goals, but they may change their strategy. So this is a time in which you may need to pivot. You don't change your vision. You don't change the overall goal, but you may need to change your strategy to reach those goals. And I connect that back with your opportunities. So you need to know what are the opportunities that you have, because where you are and where you want to be, the reality is there is a gap. And that's why coaching is so powerful, because coaching support, coaching empowerment gives you the support that you need to assist you in that progression, that progress of closing life gaps. And so you may need to connect with the coach. Oh, my gosh, wait a minute. What you say? I know a dynamic coach. And not only is she dynamic, but she is anointed to do the assignment that she's called to do. And so you may need a coach to support you in closing life gaps. And why is this important? Again, because where you are and where you desire to be, there is a gap. And we need strategies in place to close that gap. And I would love the opportunity to walk alongside with you, and it would be an honor to do so. If you want more information regarding a coaching partnership, a winning coaching partnership, as I call it, or our mastermind that's coming up on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, I want you to give our team a call. They're standing by. And or email. So give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, and or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. As we continue on our journey today on the power of awareness, law number 2 of the 15 invaluable laws of growth, the laws of awareness, and who we are. I want you to be aware that there are 3 kinds of people that are looking to find their way, find their direction. And I want you to evaluate and examine. Where are you? Are you that person that, you know, there are people that don't know what they would like to do? They don't know. They don't have a clue. In essence, guess what? They are on their journey confused. Why? Because they don't know what they would like to do. They have not a clue. So right at this moment, they're in a place of confusion because vision gives clarity and there's no vision. So that's one person. 3 kinds of people finding direction. Three kinds of people. Then we have the person who knows what they want. Ah, they have a clear vision, but guess what? They don't do it. They don't do it. And so, therefore, because they don't do it, guess what? They're sitting back, frustrated. Why? Because frustration has been known to be a barrier to one's goal. So they're frustrated because they know what they want, but they're not doing it. You know, when I think of this particular area, I think about before I started walking in my purpose full time. Wow, because I've been walking in my purpose now full time for a long time. But pre my last corporate position, which was forever ago, pre the season of full-time entrepreneurship and being really clear, I was in property management and real estate. And my last position, I was feeling so frustrated. We're talking about three types or kinds of people that are finding direction. And I was so frustrated, that barrier to my goal. I was frustrated because many years before I had gotten the awakening, I was aware of what my assignment was, what I was placed on the earth to do, but I wasn't doing it in the fullness. I was doing it at some level. The positions that I had taken from that moment of awareness, I, you know, kind of crafted them so that at least I was able fuel my passions at some level. But I was feeling frustrated because I felt like I know what it is now, whereas before I would have been the person that didn't know, who was confused. And that's actually what set me on the journey of discovery. I was confused. I didn't know. And I began to seek it out. And so once I made that connection, I was feeling frustrated, not doing it. I knew what it was. I'm aware now, but I'm not doing it. And so when I was in that place, I ended up being released from my last position, and I rejoiced. I was so happy. It was an answer to prayer for me because, remember, 85%, large percentage, based on the Gallup poll. 85% of people are doing what they don't like to do. They're going to jobs that they don't enjoy, that they don't like, that they're not passionate about, that they feel is not purposeful. I at least had the opportunity to kind of extract some of my purpose from that season because I was clear on that, and I worked to navigate as much of it as I could. But the bottom line was, I still wasn't doing it at the fullness, and that was frustrating. And so when that shifting happened, I rejoiced. It was a happy day. Why? Because I was no longer doing what I didn't like to do. I was no longer in that 85% role that the Gallup poll talks about. You know, it's so interesting because when I was studying with my leadership partner, John Maxwell, on this particular lesson, he said, I don't get it. If you don't like the job, leave, quit. Now, understand that Coach Adams is not telling you to do that, but if you are unhappy where you are, it's time to make a shift, and you need to evaluate what does that look like. And so as we continue looking at the three kinds of people finding direction and this journey of who are we, who are you, on our law of awareness and the power of awareness, and the reason why, in my opinion, awareness is so powerful is because it gives you clarity. It gives you direction. It allows you to now be free in understanding and knowing where should I be going and navigating your life according to that. And so the third is, we've talked about people who don't know what they would like to do. I can say I relate. I remember those days before making the connection with my purpose, and I went on a journey of discovery to figure that out. Then we have people who know what they want, but they don't do it. They're not doing it. I shared my personal experience when I was in property management and real estate. At least I was doing a piece of it. I wasn't doing the fullness, but I definitely was feeling frustrated. So I went from confusion, not clear on what is it, frustrated, because then I knew what it was, but I wasn't doing it at the fullness. And that frustration is a barrier to one's goal. And then we have people who know what they want, and they do it. Are you a person who knows what you want? And really, are you doing it? Because those are the individuals that are fulfilled. I'm in that zone now. I've progressed personally through each and every one of them. I'm more aware now, and I'm happy to say that I sit in that place of not only am I aware, but I am that person that is doing it. I am feeling fulfilled. There's nothing like making that connection with the very reason why you were created and placed on this planet and what you are to do. Absolutely nothing like it. You know, I often give the illustration of a bottle of water. The bottle serves a purpose. The water inside the bottle serves a purpose. The cap on the bottle serves a purpose. And so we have our individual purpose, but our individual purpose oftentimes connects with a vision of another purpose that we can add value to. And so I want you to get that ultimately the water in the bottle, it's to hydrate you, but the water in the bottle needs the bottle, it needs the cap. They work together to get to you, to hydrate you, to give your body what it needs. Now, obviously, can you open a tap and get some water? Absolutely. But get the illustration. Don't get caught up in all of that. I don't know if you're opening the tap of where you're at. I'm not. I'm sure enough excited and appreciate the bottles. But this journey is about being aware, awareness. As the young people today would say, being woke. Are you woke? Are you aware? Are you clear on what is it that I've been placed on the planet to do? I love this quote by Robert Schuller. If you knew, you would not fail. What would you do? If you knew, you would not fail. What is it that you would do? You know, so often in my coaching practice, I often coach my clients on don't look at a title, don't look at the money. Just start to figure out what is it that you're passionate about. Start the journey first. Be aware of who you are. Know what you're passionate about. In addition, as you tap into what you're passionate about, your passion should lead you to your purpose. The two should, in fact, connect. So the first question that you have to evaluate and examine is, do you like what you're doing? Do you like what you're doing? And if you don't, then you need to evaluate where and how do I need to make a shift. I remember my first property management position. Actually, it was my second. My first was an assistant manager, and my second was I was promoted a year later from being the assistant manager to the manager. I was promoted. Notice I said promoted. But guess what? I was miserable. And you want to know why I was miserable? I was miserable because I was not fueling my purpose, my passion, fueling my passions leading to my purpose. I was miserable because I'm not a numbers person. I don't want to sit in front of the computer and look at financials the majority of the day. It's like, oh gosh, it's not where my gifts are best utilized. It's not where I feel vibrant and sore. And so this is where my journey ended up taking a turn, because I got promoted, supposedly promoted, but I was miserable. I didn't like it. And, you know, oftentimes when people are doing what they do not like to do, guess what? They are murmuring and complaining all over the place. So they are miserable. And guess what? They then make you miserable because they're so unhappy and they're constantly telling you how unhappy they are in the position that they're in. Ah! And you want to take a cork and pop it in their mouth so that they can be quiet, put a little button or a zipper on it. And so I share that with you because if you are unhappy and you don't like what you're doing, guess what? There's freedom. You don't have to do it. You don't have to be there. I know you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I have to pay my bills. And I'm not minimizing the need for resources. I understand we are in a world system that the commerce exchange is M-O-N-E-Y. You know, when the rent is due, they're not looking for you to say, hey, I'm pursuing my purpose and fueling my passions. I don't have a check for you today. The eviction notice will be on your door again. I was in property management. So I understand that. And so I'm not saying today go and turn in your resignation, but for those of you that got a furlough and you were released, guess what? This is a great opportunity, and now is the time to grow. You are a prime candidate to take this journey of the 15 invaluable laws of growth to invest in you so that on the other side of this crisis, you have greater clarity on where are you going. You might start a home-based business right where you are. And if you're interested in that, I'm on a wellness journey that I can share with you an opportunity, whatever that may look like. So do you like what you're doing? Ask and answer that question. Because, again, Gallup poll, 85% of people don't like what they're doing. So that is a real large number, and it shows up every day. I remember several years ago, I went to visit someone in the hospital, and it was amazing to me that there was a nurse that was caring for this individual, and that nurse was absolutely miserable, and you knew it. She didn't try to hide it, and when I tell you, I mean, her nickname in the back of my head was Funky Nasty, because she just had an attitude. And here she's caring for other people. That was her chosen profession. And she was miserable doing it every day. And I thought, wow, if I ever had to be in the hospital, and I prayed that that never is the journey I have to take, I thought, wow, I would not want her caring for me. Her energy was so nasty and negative. But that's the reality, unfortunately, that 85%, and I want you to hear this, 85% of people, they go to jobs every day that they don't like what they do. And now many have been released from those jobs that they didn't like anyway. And guess what? They're still murmuring and complaining. I get that you need the resources. Please hear my heart. I'm not minimizing it. I'm a full-time entrepreneur, and I've been one now, by God's grace, since 2004, five, somewhere in there. So I get it. I get it. I understand. But I would much rather do what makes my heart sing, fueling my passions and what I was placed on the planet to do, which is purpose, than to go somewhere that I'm miserable at and call that life and living. It really isn't. It's not living. You're just existing. At least now I could say, I'm living. I'm fulfilled. I'm fueling my passions. I'm living my purpose. And it is very fulfilling. And so don't be in that 85% of not wanting to go there every day, but you're doing what you don't like to do. question that I want us to evaluate is, what would you like to do? This brings us to the quote by Robert Schuller. What is it that you would like to do? You know, ultimately, I would like to be a singer. I really would like to be a singer. I sure would be. I would be a gospel Patti LaBelle, belting it out. This is in my own mind, of course. Belting it out, kicking my shoes off, throwing the mic down, and just giving you all I've got. I love Patti LaBelle. So that's what I would like to do. So, you know, when you think about what you would like to do, the follow-up question to that is, hold on to your seat. Can you do what you would like to do? Now, you know, for me, I would like to be a singer, but no one will let me into the choir. Oh, okay, of course. Yeah, I have an honorary membership at a choir in Las Vegas. Notice I said honorary. I'm in California. The choir's in Las Vegas. That should tell you something. Yeah, they honorary. Okay. No one else will let me in the choir because you don't want me to sing. Sing right now, I assure you. You would be putting me on mute and you'd be hanging up and all of that. No different than if you turned on American Idol and someone could not sing. They may have the passion, but they don't have the natural gifts and talents. They don't have the natural bend in that area. You would probably put them on mute or change the station. And you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, where is their support? Why didn't anyone tell them that they really can't sing? Happens often every season. I don't know how many seasons American Idol's been on. You have the voice and so on and so forth. And sometimes I'm thinking, wow, yeah, I would be the one that it would be a big joke. You know, she came on with this passion wanting to sing, but guess what? She cannot. So it's not just about what we want to do. The follow-up question to that is, can you do what you would like to do? Interestingly enough, when I was in real estate, I remember taking an application, and I was in real estate finance with my focus. I worked for a mortgage lender, and this was at a big real estate refinance boom, the season that I was in. And I remember sitting down with a client, actually it was a couple, in the city of Dominguez Hills, which is also known as Carson, here in California. And I'm taking the application for their refinance on their home. And this was before I made the connection with who I am today as the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And so, you know, I'm a licensed realtor. I'm there taking their application. Sidebar, remember I said I don't like numbers? Yeah. Are you tracking with me? Probably not the best fit, right? And so I'm taking the application for them. And interestingly enough, I remember this like it happened yesterday. And this was forever ago now. I remember the wife saying, wow, we appreciate that you're so interested in our lives, but we're just trying to refinance our home. In essence, in retrospect, what I realized is that she was saying, although I didn't have a title for it at the time, I did not have the awareness of it at the time, but I had a natural bend in that direction. It is a part of my DNA because it's how I'm wired, it's how I'm created. And so what she was saying was, you're coaching us, and guess what? We don't want to coach. We just want to refinance our loan, our home, and get this loan. And so I share that with you because I want you to know that how you have been wired is what you've been created to do. And so it's really about the awareness of unearthing, discovering what is that and what does it look like. And so many years later, when I was in the season of discovery, remember I said I was confused. I was that person that did not know. I didn't have a clue. And so I went on a journey of discovery. God in his awesomeness for me, many of you that are regular listeners, you know I'm a faith-based individual. And so on this journey of discovery, I was so amazed that God reminded me of that moment in time. And that was like an aha awakening, because I was doing and being who I was created to be and doing what I was created to do before I had a title for it. Of course, I have since sharpened the skills by attending Coach University, and, you know, I'm a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell. I'm always a lifetime learner, always sharpening the skills, and so on and so forth. So I've walked in a different level of that once I became aware. But I'm sharing this with you because who you are at your core and what you were created to do, you have a natural bend in that area. I often use the reference of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, no one can take away from Michael Jordan, despite his desire to play baseball. Michael Jordan has a natural bend to basketball. No one could do what he did on the court at the time. Hence the nickname Air Jordan, the whole Nike line around that Air Jordan brand, because of what he was able to do. He had a natural bend in that direction. And so the reason why I share in my coaching practice with my clients one-on-one, don't get caught up in a title. When I was on my journey of discovery, and we're talking about the power of awareness and the law of awareness based on the book by John C. Maxwell, my leadership partner, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, giving you a little taste of the 15 Invaluable Laws as we're preparing to launch our next mastermind roundtable on this very subject later this month. If you want information, we'll give you the contact around that. But I share that because he, Michael Jordan, had a natural bend in that area. And be it you liked him or you didn't, you could not take away what he was able to accomplish on the court. Now, just because we have a natural bend in a particular area, it does not mean that we don't have to sharpen the skills in that area. It didn't mean that Michael Jordan didn't have to practice. It didn't mean that I didn't have to further educate myself as a coach and get the right tools in my toolbox so I could be the best in that area. And so I want you to know that who you are, it's naturally there, but it doesn't stop there. You may have to go back to school. You may have to do some specialized training. You may have to hone in that area. But when you tap into that, that opens you up and it begins to allow you to feel filled and living a vibrant life, not just existing. And that's what I really want for you. I don't want you to just be existing in life. And so the other question that I want you to think about, we talked about, do you like what you're doing now? What would you do? What would you like to do? And can you do what you would like to do? Me singing, nope. Do you know people who do what you do? What you want to do? Do you know people? Are you partnering? Are you aligning? As you see, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, partnership, aligning. John C. Maxwell, partnership, aligning. Different areas of focus, some crossover. But there's an alignment with my journey and those that I partner with. And so you want to make sure you do that. Will you pay the price to do what you want to do? You know, I think about my mastermind on Put Your Dreams to the Test, and we talk about that many won't pay the price. They don't want to pay the price. And so this price isn't just in the monetary It's in sweat equity in your time and energy. Do you believe in your vision enough that you will pay the price? And when will you get started? When can you get started? When I was in property management, I started right where I was. I still had to do what I had to do until I didn't have to do it anymore, but I started right where I was. And so when can you start? Oh, my gosh, it's amazing how quickly time flies, and I so want to hear from you, our global listening audience. So this is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You've made an investment in this hour of empowerment. I would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what we're sharing today? What are your takeaways? Oh, we have a caller, area code 972, last four digits, 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Thank you, Coach. I'm calling all the way from Dallas, Texas this evening. This is
Dallas, Texas.
Coach, of course, every Monday is always exhilarating. You give so much great spiritual food for the mind that brings us to a place of just being able to think out the process of everything that you deliver and impart every Monday night. I just wanted to thank you. One of the parts of the program tonight that I found extremely interesting when you spoke about that gap and how we fill that gap. And quite often I think about that gap has to be that village of people that we build around us, because we cannot excel without the group of people that we put around us. And so I just wanted to comment that, to add to the greatness that you've put tonight, that in that gap, we should have a financial partner, a spiritual partner, a professional partner, something that this deals with the physical body, the self, that can help you be healthy, as you spoke about. You have to have someone that helps you socially, someone to help you academically, and even recreationally, because all those elements can add to you being strong and not being in that place of weakness. And when you connect with these type of partners that are in those areas that I've suggested, then you're no longer a weak link. Remember that show, everyone that's listening? It was on television, and they would do all this gaming and gaming and gaming, and at the end, they'd say, Byron Jones, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Because I remember that.
Yeah, so when you, the thing about a link, And we are led up by the Spirit of God in what we do as we life coach, but you're only as strong as the link that you're connected to, and you mentioned that. But when you are linked together as a body of people that are working towards your common goals, you become strong links to each other. And then we don't forget the anointed power of God in it that gives us the strength to become the strongest link. And therefore, we're linked to each other. We're supporting each other. Wherever we're weak, we're there to lift up that individual and help them to be motivated, Coach? Because do you agree, Coach, that we cannot motivate anyone? They must motivate themselves. Thank you for listening.
You know, I thank you so much for the added value, richness, and your comments. And, you know, you brought up a number of things that are so key. But I want to just really touch on how you spoke about we have to have the right people around us. And when you were sharing, it really brought me to put your dream to the test. And one of the principles of put your dream to the test is who do you have on your dream team? And I must say honestly and transparently that during this season of COVID-19, I am so grateful that I have the right dream team around me. So when you spoke that, it is so key, and we don't realize the importance of having the right people around us in different areas. I often reference and think about the movie, and you may recall, with Robert De Niro. He was one of the lead characters, Meet the Fockers. And Robert De Niro talks about that circle of trust and having the right people. And, you know, adversely, if we don't have the right people in our lives, it's like a nightmare. And so yes, the people that we have circling the wagons around us is so key. You brought out a lot of richness, but that was one that I really wanted to touch on because, and I thank you so much for participating and bringing forth your comment today and a regular listener on Motivational Mondays. We value, truly value, and don't take lightly your participation. I so appreciate it. You know, as I was reflecting, I was thinking about the significance of, as we discussed, having the right people around you. And when you don't have the right people, as I was saying, it's like a nightmare. And the tools that are available for you through the Coach Adams brand and Win International, like one-on-one coaching, that's so you can have the right person on your team. And this was not strategically, we didn't plan this. This, you know, I didn't set this question or comments up, but it's a great opportunity to share the benefits. And it's a large part of having the right people on your dream team. In addition, the mastermind, and we discussed 15 invaluable laws of growth, is fast approaching. On July 23rd, 8-week in-depth study, July 23rd through September the 10th, it's a webinar video conference with a dynamic group of like-minded individuals in that powerful setting of the collective, of the intelligence. It's wonderful. And so if you want more information around that or any of the tools that I have available, I want to be on your team. I say that sincerely. I mean that from every fiber of my being because this is my purpose. Allow me to walk alongside with you and to support you on your journey to achieve greater results. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you may send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I want you to know that it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment simply flies by. I'm looking at the time, and there's so much richness that I had to share with you, and now we're at the close of our broadcast together. But I want to encourage you, even though we're in a crisis and dealing with difficulty, don't lose focus on your goals. And I want to ask you, what are you doing or what are you going to do differently to get greater results? There are tools available. You don't have to stay in that place. Again, now is the perfect time for a winning partnership. One-on-one coaching makes the true difference. In addition, our mastermind. So give us a call around that. And we will be continuing this discussion through our Facebook Motivational Mondays Open Forum. Anyone can join. So if you're not already a part of that, just ask to become a member and you're welcome. And Coach Adams is available, so do follow me on all social platforms. I thank you for tuning in to Coach Adams today on Motivational Mondays and Inspired Media, presented by Inspired Media for you. For truly, I coach and you win. Tune in next week because we're going to look at one additional law from the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, and that would be our series of four, giving you the tasters that we're giving you. So you don't want to miss that in our Shape Up series on next week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.